Well, Ted, in answer to your first question, the Detroit Museum of Art started as a corporation run for public benefit. And it had no city support. In its early days, it used to charge admission, which, of course, was never adequate to pay the running expenses and so on. And when after a few years, when A.H. Griffith was appointed director, he was a man who did everything he could to popularize the museum. And one of the steps which he proposed and which the trustees supported was that they would throw the museum open on Sunday free. And he used to take things out of the case, you know, and arrange them on a little table, and maybe things from Egypt or somewhere else. And he would give a talk of a half hour or so, which was always held in the galleries. And the crowds increased so greatly at these Sunday lectures that he sometimes filled that larger gallery in the museum. Well, after a few years, or after a year or so, they decided that the Sunday free day was cutting in on the revenues of the museum. There was no great amount of money coming in from admissions. So the director went down to the city council and proposed that they make an appropriation of $3,000 to cover the deficit of that year. Well, there was little opposition to that, but it finally went through when, and that came about in this way, that when the city were loath to grant that request, well, the trustees decided they would close the museum on Sunday, charge an admission on Sunday. And there was such a howl went up from the people who had been accustomed to going there for those Sunday lectures that it had its influence on the city council, and they granted that appropriation of $3,000. Well, that's how the museum got its foot in the door for public appropriations. Well, then I'll have to look to see. Well, then in 1899, Honorable David E. Heinem, who was a member of the legislature, introduced a bill looking to the official recognition of this annual appropriation to the museum. He introduced an act to provide no he I'll change that and say he introduced an act in the state legislature authorizing the common council to appropriate each year for the support of the Detroit Museum of Art such sum not exceeding $20,000 in any one year as it may be deemed necessary, which sum shall be paid from the general fund. And this was done with the express condition that admittance to the said museum should be free to the public at all times.